Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here now to talk about the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends, a site that gives you everything you need to know about ETFs from soup to nuts. Also gives you Tom's picks, what they're looking at, what's trending, what's not trending. But you can get all that information. You can learn about ETFs and how to properly use them. You can find a lot more at ETFtrends.com. On Twitter, they're at ETFtrends, and Tom is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Lake Mason Global Infrastructure ETF, ticker symbol INFR.
INFR, because the key word here is infrastructure. The Lake Mason Global Infrastructure ETF. Yeah, this wouldn't have anything to do with what's happening in Washington, say, over the coming weekend, and how infrastructure is the big word in making America great again, would it?
A little bit of a crossover there, Chuck, for sure. And you're right. The Trump administration has declared that they're going to spend another $1 trillion in infrastructure in the next 4 years. It's going to be interesting to see how that actually pans out. And I think it'll be hopefully very advantageous to the U.S. But I think the main question here is, as we analyze infrastructure and how to invest in infrastructure, it's not always a U.S.-only allocation. So here's an ETF recently launched by Legg Mason. And Legg Mason, as many folks know, is a very reputable mutual fund company that's recently got into the ETF business. But they do so in the fact that they couple or pair themselves with real good advisors or sub-advisors who happen to specialize in certain strategies or even certain asset classes. And in this case, in infrastructure. The manager is a company called Rare Infrastructure Limited that actually is based in Sydney, Australia. It's a company that only does infrastructure investing, global infrastructure investing. And again, if you feel like there's going to be an uptick in infrastructure-related companies, you can't just look at the U.S. because most of the big companies that are involved in infrastructure, A, are globally related in the fact that they do projects not just in one country but in multiple countries, and many of them are based outside of the U.S. So if you're truly going to go for an allocation in infrastructure, you have to look at it from a global standpoint. I talked to these folks a couple weeks ago to find out a little bit more of how they look at the markets and, most importantly, how they identified stocks and companies that would be a part of this index, and it's unique to looking at infrastructure. So they've been doing it for a long period of time. They have certain benchmarks that companies that make the index have to meet. And also from a weighting standpoint, you're not always looking at it from a capital markets position. You're really looking at it from more of an equal weighting position. That's really key and critical as well. So this is one of those examples, Chuck, that you and I kind of pick out maybe a new ETF. It's not necessarily one to jump into right now because it's nice to be able to see it trading for a bit and, mm-hmm. and build up some assets. But I think as we're here in a new year, we're looking for sectors in the market. They might get a little bump with its new administration. This Legg Mason Global Infrastructure ETF might be something to consider.
It raises a slightly different question, Tom, and one we don't explore here very often. You talk about how it's the Rare Global Infrastructure Index, this new smart beta index from a new company that most investors would never have heard of. There are competing infrastructure ETFs. They are not necessarily global, and they're not necessarily based on the same index. So how much are we willing to trust brand new index, let alone, you know, relatively new fund?
I think you're hitting the nail on the head here, Chuck. There are multiple smart beta infrastructure strategies that are out there. So rather than just picking one just because it happens to be smart beta doesn't always mean great. So it's important for us to lift up the hood, dive into what that smart beta strategy is. So in this case, rare infrastructure screens for factors like liquidity. You know, they want to make sure that the company has $500 million in market cap and a daily average trading volume of at least $2 million. We don't want to be in a situation where all of a sudden money piles into infrastructure and then there's a correction. And as people are heading for the exits, part of these underlying securities aren't as liquid as the biggest ones, and you're getting hit on the head on the way out the door. So these are the types of things that are really important. They also look at free float. They have a specific, what they call a rare exposure score, which is part of that is price volatility and also how well they do in certain regions. They're also pretty diversified among different sectors like utilities and electric utilities and gas and independent power and energy. So you're not just really in one area of the market, which may or may not be better than others. So if infrastructure is an area that you're interested in, obviously there are a lot of choices in ETFs, but then the great thing about ETFs too is you can not only know what the manager's doing as far as their structure and discipline, but in this case where there's a sub-advisor, they're pretty open about how they look at the underlying stocks too.
And if when we get to 200 days on this ETF, if you're above the 200-day moving average, is that your confirming buy sign?
Well, I think absolutely it would be, but most importantly right now, if you want to overweight in infrastructure versus maybe other sectors, it might be something where you may want to take a small piece.
There you go. It's the Legg Mason Global Infrastructure ETF, INFR, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com for more information. You can follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. And while you're at it, follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. That's a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview. So settle back and relax. Money Life will be back in just a moment.